Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, grand.
Great.
Listen, just one quick question I had for you, though.
Anything.
What is this?
This is your worst nightmare.
Oh my God, trying to come up with something to say during this segment of our podcast?
Yes!
Smelling sunset?
Yes, our second worst nightmare.
This is the podcast where we recap season 6 of Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
And we are on episode 6.
We're on 666.
Oh, the devil.
Oh, Lord.
Mary in the Middle is the name of the episode.
Great. It's a good sequel to Malcolm in the Middle, but way more boring.
Brett's in the office, and I immediately just thought, why has he not fixed anything?
Also, is this the first we've seen of him this series?
I think we might have seen him at the start, but who am I to know?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I actually haven't watched the series yet.
I've never heard of it. He said something like, that's the word of the day, hesitation.
Yeah, it's a market chat with Nicole, Emma and Brett, and it's boring.
Change the channel.
Bore off, guys.
Oh my God, it was boring.
It's what Chelsea would say. Jason is back to parade his girlfriend around.
Yeah, coming in, hugging everyone. Cool. Nicole said, sparkly purse, I recognize that, and then never followed up.
But you know, actually, Mary Lou did follow up. She said, yes, it was my birthday present.
Okay, but why had Nicole seen her birthday present?
Probably on Instagram.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
So Nicole basically dropped in a plot point but was bad at it, and Mary Lou fixed the issue. Thanks, Mary Lou.
Producer of the year.
She is. How many weeks was that they were away?
3.5.
I thought it was long. It feels like it's been longer. God, it's been ages.
They had that fresh holiday glow.
Oh,
definitely didn't go easy yet.
No.
Good.
Probably
for them.
Private.
Yeah.
Would you say they flew private?
I'd say they do private, but in a way that it's like Uber version of private. Like, they don't own the jet.
They're like looking at the license plate being like, no, that's not our plane.
Flag him down. Yeah, it's me in the red. Hello.
So Emma has a bit of a chat with Jason.
Devastating news.
They lost Zed, the DJ's listing.
I thought in America they said Z.
Yeah, this is Zed the DJ. They still have X and Y's listings. The rest of the alphabet are up for grabs.
I think I said as we're watching, I was like, love how fiery she was.
Yeah, she let Jason fucking have it.
He ate no crumbs.
Get his ass, Emma.
Yeah, he was being a little prick. He was like, oh, if you want me to come to listings, you have to like chase me. And she was like, do you think I'm busy?
Yeah, and he's like, you should text me. And she's like, you're on the emails with me.
Yeah.
And he's like, you think I'm looking at all my emails? You fucking should be.
She's like, how am I supposed to text? I'm making empanadas. My hands are dirty.
But like, she's like, you think I don't have 500 emails as well? Like,
I would say she has more emails and she actually has to reply to them.
Yeah. Fucking, it was weak. Jason was trying to save face and he looked wrong, and then Brett got into it too.
Yeah.
Which was great.
They had a little tiff. He's like, it's not that simple, bro.
Jason's like, I don't need this from you. And he's like, well, you're getting it. I don't know why that's Brett's voice.
You're getting it. What? Jason then at the end was like, I guess I can't leave for 3 weeks. And it's like, well, it doesn't sound like you did much of a handover document.
Yeah,
so no.
Exactly. And also, like, we all deserve a holiday.
Oh my God, Jason more than anyone.
And while I do say that, book that holiday you're thinking about, just go for it. Go on.
Go for it. Lastminute.com.
But oh God, they should sponsor us. If you're like the owner of a multi-million company,
mm-hmm,
and you've got a bunch of projects going on while you're going on holiday.
Yeah.
Like,
check your email.
Check in once or twice just to make sure everything's going okay. And then the issue with Zed came from before the holiday, because he basically said to Zed, to Zed's face.
He said to Zed,
I'm going to be there. We're going to be on this together. We're both going to make this happen for you. And then he never fucking turned up, and Zed was like, honestly, I thought me and Jason got on really well, and I was really looking forward to spending time with him.
Yeah. Do you think he fancies him? And that's what this was all about. Jason's off in Mykonos sipping a fucking
Aperol spritz.
Yeah. Oh, Aperol spritz, I love those.
Anyway, it was nice to see Emma once again fucking
standing her ground.
Yeah,
standing
her ground and doing great.
Okay, here it comes. Bree goes to see a house.
Oh yeah, Bree gets the longest slow motion intro I think we've ever had. It was like half the episode.
It's like a music video, which actually makes sense now that we know who owned the house.
Yeah, who owned the house, Kira?
Every so often something comes along that's just a gift creatively, and this is it for us.
Exactly.
A couple called Ashley and Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear, he's trying to get away from the 100 Acre Wood.
Pooh Bear. And for short, she calls him Bear. Why didn't she call him Pooh?
Yeah, I wonder why she doesn't call him Pooh.
Show me your house, Pooh. Now, before we sound ignorant, Pooh Bear is actually very famous, it turns out. He's like a producer for Justin Bieber and I forget everyone else.
And a bunch of other people.
So that's cool. We've never heard of him.
No.
Apart from his counterpart.
Yeah, I've only heard of him from when he got divorced from Piglet.
Senor Winnie. And who was the estate agent? Christopher Robin.
Yeah.
He's selling his house. He needs a bigger one for all his friends, which include Tigger, Piglet, and if he's up for it, Eeyore.
Oh yeah, and Kanga and Roo, don't forget them.
Don't forget them. And the little owl.
I think his name was Owl.
Cool, brilliant.
A.A. Milne, writer of a generation. I actually did love Winnie the Pooh when I was
a kid. I had the duvet, I had the curtains.
I had the giant encyclopedic book.
Okay. For every letter?
Yeah.
P is for poo, but there's a H at the end.
So they're showing off the house. They want to sell it. Bree's going to help them sell it. They're like, you can take all the furniture. We have a piano here that Justin Bieber wrote his song Yummy on it. So that's going to take the price down a couple of mil.
At least, yeah. On a piece of shit. What a terrible song. He was like, yeah, here was where he wrote the inspiration lyrics. Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy, yummy.
Sorry, I just had to wipe away a tear.
Pooh Bear's like, is that about honey? Because he loves honey and he doesn't wear pants.
And Pooh Bear did something awful.
He shat on Piglet again?
No, he signed with another agent before Bree could get involved.
Oh, divil.
He is a divil. And Bree is like, oh, I'm not co-listing, sorry.
Yeah, appreciated that. She was like, you know what? No, I'm not splitting that commish. No. It's all for me.
Yeah. It is. Good job, Brie, for standing up for yourself. Great episode for standing up for yourself.
Love seeing people standing up to Pooh. But not in it.
God, I hope Pooh comes back.
Yeah, I've so much more to give. Like, I could do a few more jokes, but they're going to get worse. So.
Yeah, we'll save them.
We're going to pause the Pooh. okay. All right.
Chrishell and Emma are out having a coffee.
They go for coffee. Chrishell was like, oh, look, it says on the menu brekkie. That's an Australian word. Segue to being in a relationship.
Yeah, and is it? Like, I don't think brekkie is an Australian-only term.
Definitely not. I've said it,
and I'm not Australian.
Me either.
But, I mean, it is cute that she's, like, finding ways to bring everything back to her relationship that she's very, very, very happy in.
She was gushing about G.
Bet she was.
Ayo. Emma refers to G Flip as vitamin G, which I liked.
Yeah, me too.
Little Pump.
Which I think is riboflavin.
That's such a good word.
Okay. Emma is the fruitiest straight girl on the show.
She is so positive about fruit.
She's like, I want to take new photos of you, Chrishell. Like, she is fruity.
Yeah, love her. She's fucking... She's Chrishell's hype girl, and I love that.
Yeah.
She's kind of everyone's hype girl.
She's fantastic. She's there to have a good time
and
sell empanadas.
And while they were chatting, we kept cutting back to Chrishell sitting on a couch chatting about shit. And I don't know if you saw what she was wearing, but it looked like what I have described as a child's paper mache Christmas decoration that they make their mom put on the tree.
I don't remember that, but now I have the image in my mind forever.
It was awful. It was like a heart-shaped accordion-looking fabric.
Oh my god, yes. I do remember that. That was fucking ugly.
Rank. Girly.
You can do better.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, the crux of the issue is that Mary needs to solve the Nicole issue.
Which we've been hearing about for 3-4 episodes now?
Yeah.
God.
Just solve it, Mary, as we will find out later. It shouldn't really be her job. But anyway, we go back to Romaine's place.
Shit show.
Yeah.
God almighty, will this ever be finished? So we can stop seeing it on screen.
Exactly. Mary walks right in. She's like, hey babe, Jason's gonna be here any minute.
Yeah, I sent you. It was like something on like the Starship Enterprise. Like, the captain is coming. Make space. Literally.
Sorry. Warp speed ahead.
It was so like, teacher's coming.
It was weird. And then Jason does arrive very, very quickly. And he is not happy.
He's not happy, which we knew because it had been teed up from the last episode. Where she's like, Jason's not gonna be happy.
Yeah. He arrives in and they're like, hey, mister, you're glowing. You look amazing.
Oh my god, tell us about the Hollybobs so we don't talk about this house.
You look happy. And he's like, I was happy before I came here. So this fucking shit show.
My holiday buzz is ruined.
The tan just drains off of him and he turns pale white.
He turns into Brett, who's more miserable. Yeah, he's not happy. Mary's shifting the blame. She's like, it's not my fault. I'm dealing with all your other shit. Romaine's like, it's not my fault. It is kind of my fault, actually, to be fair.
Yeah, why is it taking so long? I don't think we ever find out why it actually is taking so long.
No, and I'm glad we haven't, because I think it would be such boring reasons. It would. Like, there's something about these windows, like, not being up to code.
Yeah, to be fair, we heard a fuck ton about the windows, and it was boring as fuck. Yeah. So I don't really want to hear why the bars have not been raised, and the stove isn't there yet.
Yeah, where's that bar? Oh, that's the most important part of the house. Oh,
they were going to deliver the stove on Tuesday, but I had to be in the office, so I had to change the delivery date to Thursday, and then
I had the dentist, and you know what that's like? That could be 2 hours. Okay, fine, we don't care. They went out to the decking, and for me, the line of the series came along, where Jason said, why is there a Cheerio on my deck?
Yeah. Honestly, very good question.
Why was there a Cheerio?
Why was there a Cheerio on the deck?
Shall we hypothesize?
You first.
I think Romaine is a Cheerio guy, and he was tucking in, but he does it weird without milk, so he'll eat them raw and then he'll just swoosh it down with milk. And I think he got excited, dropped a few, Jason found out.
I think you've nailed it on the money, to be honest.
Yeah.
Nailed it on the money, is that a sentence?
Sure.
It is now. Then Mary and Jason get together to chat, and Romaine said something weird, didn't he?
He was like, I will get back to work. As in, like, just the worst. I have been working very hard for 3 weeks. I will go back and do that.
Let me continue to do the work that I have been doing this whole time.
Very hard. Oh no, I am hungry for Cheerios.
Yeah, you see him in the background just...
with the big family pack.
So Mary explains to Jason the Chriselle and Nicole thing and how nothing's been done yet. Jason is like, I'm not getting involved.
Yeah, he said, I'm not going to get between two exes. Like, most of the staff are your exes, yeah. So you should have thought about that before you hired them.
Mary's also an ex, so there'd be three there, kind of.
And they're, like, I know Chriselle's a recent ex, but Nicole and Mary are going back, like, over 5 years, maybe 10.
Yeah.
Like, grow up. If you're trying to pretend you're all chill about it, you're really not.
Yeah, even if you don't want to get between exes, they are still your employees.
Yeah, you're paying their wages.
Yeah, you need to fucking fix this shit. Yeah. And Mary calls him a dick.
Loved it, actually, because he was.
He was being a dick. Another moment of someone standing up for themselves and being like a boss.
Yeah, he was like, I was away for 3 weeks. She's like, it was 3.5. Loved it. That's ages. Like, that's most of them. Like, that is a month.
It is. It's pretty much a month. And
Mary can't do everything.
Yeah, she does point out, she's like, I have my own clients to take care of. I have to take care of these fucking penthouses that I'm doing for you,
mm-hmm.
and you want me to manage all the people. And also, I think she brings up, like, the issue was something from 3 years ago that you, Jason, were involved in.
Yeah.
And he's like, this happened while I was away. And she's like, no, it happened 3 years ago.
Yeah. This could be all solved with HR.
It could and it should.
Just some stuffy little HR who's like, no, you can't do that. Like, quelled.
And then issue solved.
Instantly quelled, like every good organization does.
So let's get on to something more interesting. Chelsea arriving at her boring British clients.
Yeah, she's like, a fellow Brit. That man was American.
American as apple pie.
I heard no twang. She was British enough for the two of them, I will say.
She was. And she's like, I've good news. And then proceeds to walk up like 6 flights of stairs and brings about in a balcony before she tells him the good news. And the good news isn't even that good.
It's just, yes, there is an offer on your house, but it's not enough. I will say, I can't believe I'm doing this, but credit to Chelsea. She talks really well as an estate agent, whatever they call themselves. She talks really well. Like, she's like, we got an offer, I'm not happy, I'm gonna fight for you. It's not about the money for me. Obviously it is, but she hides it well. Like, she really is an impressive estate agent.
She is. And also, even if she says it's not about the money, I mean, she's gonna get more money if she gets a better offer.
Yeah, it's better for everyone if she gets more money, yeah. Except the person buying. They're gonna lose money, but tough shit.
And this is how business works. We've just cracked it.
Oh my god, Warren Buffett here.
I prefer a Warren Buffet. I'm starving.
Is that a den of like foxes?
Yeah, oh gross. No, I don't actually want that.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on. That was boring. Let's get to
the mate.
Oh.
Speaking of mate. We go to the office and finally it's Mary. Through no interest of her own, Mary has been backed into a corner. She now has to mediate the showdown between Nicole and Chriselle.
Yeah. Nicole and Mary are the first ones there. Mary's like, Chriselle's going to be here in a second. And they're both sort of upset that Jason's not there to be part of this.
Yeah. I don't think Jason will add anything to this. He's just going to play like Mr. In the Middle. Oh, Jason in the Middle.
Oh.
I honestly think this conversation should have been had between Chrishell and Nicole when they calm down after the fucking party. Like, I don't... Like, Mary's not going to offer anything. Jason's not going to offer anything. They have a beef. Like, get over it.
But it's a fucking bizarre beef. Let's just get into it. Chrishell is in the interview chair and she's like, look, all I want is the truth. There's like, you can play favorites, you can play sides if you want to, but honestly, there is truth there, and if you come back to the truth, this will all get fucking sorted. And she's also wearing the key necklace again. Did you see that?
I saw that. It looked like a little locker key.
Yeah. Was it not? It wasn't the same key. Maybe she's...
She's two lockers. Oh. Someone's doing well.
Good for her. She's going to be spending that cash somewhere.
Yeah.
They also... Very funny. Chrishell's like, it's all about the truth. And then she's like, I never called you a bitch. And then we flash back to Chrishell calling her a bitch multiple times.
And starting a sentence with bitch.
Yeah. It was... fucking brilliant.
Really good editing. The really best we've had so far.
But that was the one time Chrishell came across like slightly bad, but it was funny. The whole rest of the time, Nicole, like...
She hasn't a leg to stand on.
No.
Like, she has no... Everything she's bringing up is from so long ago and, like, can't be proven. She's like, Jason did that because he fancied you. He will never admit to that, whether he did or not. Like,
yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah, and, like, if that's your issue, once again, your issue is with Jason.
Yeah.
It is not with Chrishell.
Yeah.
If the only issue is like, you shouldn't have been put on that listing, Jason put you on it behind my back. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. What do we do with that?
Take it up with fucking Jason. Mary does butt in at one point to be like, so if we look at the listing, Chrishell's name would be on it, and they're both like, yes. And then Mary's like, well, that means that things were done the way they're supposed to be done.
Problem solved. But no.
Question mark.
Then they like meander into, we're not even friends.
Yeah, and Chrishell invited Nicole to her Friendsgiving.
Is that not the most selling sunset line we've ever had? Oh, you were at my Friendsgiving.
And Mary's like, you will know if Chrishell's not your friend. You will not get invited to her home.
It's true. I've never been, neither of you.
No.
Ergo, we're not friends.
We aren't. We famously yet have beef.
Beefs. Yeah.
It was weird. Nicole had nothing to say. It just seemed...
She lost. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, she did.
Chrishell won.
Chrishell won.
1-0.
Ding, ding, ding. Round one, Chrishell. I'm excited for round two. Although, Nicole really lost at the end.
At the end. Oh, this made my day. God,
she really thought she did something.
Girl.
Chrishell was like, if you have an issue, like, if you don't want to talk about it, or if you can't just come to the realization that there's nothing to say, then you can just walk away. And then...
Nicole did what I can only describe as the scuba diving signal for okay. She said nothing. She just held up her hand in a little circle and was like...
And then walked off.
Oh, girl, you showed her.
Yeah, that's it. You.
Whew. If she held that below the hip, then she could have punched Chrishell if she looked. Think smarter, not harder.
Yeah, come on, Nicole. It was a fantastic little fight.
Hopefully that's the end of it.
It's not. Oh, I'm telling you, it's not.
Yeah, you know something about the next episode that I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the dark.
I've kept myself relatively spoiler-free, but I saw something that was like about a certain episode, and I think it's the next one. So I am excited.
Okay. I know nothing, but I'm also excited because I have nothing to live for.
Yeah, I hope I'm not I hope I'm not setting us up for disappointment, but I think the next episode's going to be good.
Good. We need a fucking firecracker. Like, we're 6 episodes in. We've had a couple of fights, but I want fireworks.
And I want it to be a funny fight. I want them to call each other clowns.
I want someone to walk off and the music.
Like chasing each other around, like Bonk. Benny Hill with a little baton. I'm making a baton motion. You can't see that.
I saw it. It was really good.
Thank you.
Really small baton, though.
It was tiny. Because they're funnier when they're small.
They hit each other.
Honestly, Nicole came across awful.
Yeah, she lost Chrishell all the way. Mary, not really your job, so fine. Yeah, don't worry about it.
But I will, I'd like to take one moment to just say the series wouldn't be the same without Nicole in it. As much as she's coming across terribly.
Yeah, I think it would be running dry because there's no longevity. Like, Chelsea will just be horrible about Bree behind her back, but there's no longevity to that. But this, yeah, this feels like there might be a bit. I think I just remembered from the. Okay, wait.
Well, something's happening.
I'm having a vision. I just remember from the teaser at the very start of the series when we saw things that happen. There's like a big fucking blow up argument, and then Chrishell makes a reference to someone being on drugs, right?
Maybe.
Is that the next?
Maybe.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Maybe.
Can't wait.
I think the difference between this beef and Chelsea and Bree's beef is that the Nicole and Chrishell beef has been marinating for a while, which just makes it more flavorful.
The flavor. We're going Flavor Town next week.
I cannot wait. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And I hope you guys will join us next time.
Thank you. We'd love to see you.
Yeah.
Go on, mind yourself.
Talk to you soon.
Safe home.
Bye.
Bye-bye.